This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Besom Yehi Ratzayin She'yizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oyrach Yomim M'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Mem Chesamet Aleph. There's an issue I'd like to discuss, which is an extremely practical issue, which is whether a cesarean delivery performed on a cow makes a cow a treifa. This is particularly relevant with the milk cows, and it's something that's definitely done with some level of frequency. This is something that's actually discussed in some of the paiskim. Amongst the contemporary paiskim, there's the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about it, Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Zayin. The Kleisenberg and Divrei Yatziv Yodei Siman Yud. They say from a contemporary of Chaim Yosef of Advice from Antwerp in the first volume of Hitshuva Sefer, Yodeya Simkuf Yud. And of course it starts with the discussion in the Gemara and the Rishayim. So the Gemara, Daf Mem Chesamid Aleph, at the top of the Gemara, at the top of the page says, Nitla shalfucha shalak shera. If the shalfuchas was removed, the animal remains kshera. So Rashi says shalfuchas is the krum shavlad munachba. This is the uterus, and he quotes the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey, Tanya hi ha'em hi tapachas hi shalfuchas. Either the Gemara is saying that these are three different names for the same organ, or that it has a halachic equivalent. I think Rashi is reading given the first way I mentioned, that it's saying that they have the same halacha, these three organs. Taisra says in his first shot that shalfuchas is, like Rashi, the uterus. And Taisa says, if it would be the kish hashesen, if it would be the bladder that would develop a hole, or would be removed, it would be treifa. Taisa says, why is it, if so, that the bladder is not mentioned? He says, maybe it's included when it says the daken. In the Shida Mekubetzes, in Oithei, he has over there a version of Taisus, V'yesh Matirin Mefarshin, Dehen Shalfuchas. The Isabshat that Shalfuchas is referring to the bladder, and therefore if the bladder is removed, this kasher, according to the first shot of Taisus, the Gemara is referring to the uterus, and that allows Taisus to maintain the position that the bladder is in the bladder there would be an issue of treifus. This is a just an aside, but Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Hei, it says over there in Seif Beis Nitla Shalfuchas Ekshera V'Yesh Eisren, and the Rama says V'Hachin Nahayik Lahatov Afilu B'Nikev. Okay, so the Mechaber is Seisem like the Ikar position that if the bladder is removed, it's kosher, and the Rama goes with the opinion that is Matrif. Okay, but back to where we are. So we have over here in the Gemara, at least the way Rashi reads and Tyson first pshat, that if the uterus is removed, the animal is still kosher. Now, there is a, in the Arzarua, and we find this really in the other Rishayim, Lachasrefa Simitov Yud Aleph, he quotes a sefer, an old sefer, that has a version of the, in the Gemara, presumably this is on Daf Nun Hey, in that other Gemara that Rashi is quoting, and the other version says like this: Ezu aim kolor shavlad munach b'seichei. The aim is what the fetus is found in the uterus. Nimak pasul nechtach kasha. If it was nimak, it became rotten. It's pasul. If it's cut, it's kasha. Nikiv pasul. Very interesting. If it's cut, it's kasha. If it is whole, then it's pasul. According to this sefer, this old sefer that the Azarua quotes, if the uterus of an animal is cut, it's kasha. If it develops a hole, it is pasul. Now, there's a Gemara that's quoted extensively in relation to these issues, the Gemara in Bacharis Chav Ches Amid Beis, and Hedin Lam Gimel Amid Aleph. It says it was a story, an incident with a para that Shenitla Imshala, the uterus was removed, and Rabbi Tafan fed it l'klovim, he fed it to dogs, he maintained that it's not considered, it's considered treif.
It says, the Brisa says, a Maisa came in front of the Chachamim in Yavne, and Tudus Haroife was Materet. On the basis that, in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, they do not allow cows or female pigs to be exported unless they already cut the uterus, so that it shouldn't, this was sort of to prevent competition in the countries that were receiving these exports. So we see from the fact that this was done in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, we see that it's possible for the animals to live even without the uterus, and based on this, Tudus HaRoife was Machshe the animal, and the Chachamim apparently accepted this against the position of Rabbi Tarfon. Now the Torah in Yodei Simim Mem Hei, says that if the uterus is removed, it's Kshera. The Beis Yosef quotes Rakeach that says if the aim, the uterus is nimak, it's treifa. The Beis Yosef says, he doesn't know what the source of the rakeach is, and he says that the svar would be that nimak is no worse than nitel. The Darkei Moshe, the Raman Darkei Moshe is Aleph, says that nekev ought to have the same halacha if we're machsher, because the Torah and Siman Nun has a rule that any aver that a nekev is treifa, so to nitel. And if we say that nekev would be treifa, so then a nitel removing the uterus will make a treifa. So the Rama says, based on the general logic in treifas, we ought to say that if a uterus is removed, the animal is still kosher, so too if it was punctured. However, he quotes Hagar Sharidu and Isavaheta that brings the Arzarul we mentioned earlier, that says that paradoxically, even though if it's nechtach, it's kosher, but if it has a nekev, it's treif. The Bach, in Simen Mem Hei, he supports the position of the Arzarua. Many of the Achrayim have a difficult time understanding the position of the Bach, but the Bach says to look in his Shuvas, in the Chut Bach HaYishanis, Simikov Nun Vav, and over there, the Bach raises the issue like this. He says, why did the Gemara quote Tudus HaRoifei rather than the saying Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Nitla Im is Kshera? And further, why didn't Rabbi Tarfon know the Mishnah that Nitla Haim is Kshera? So he says like this, the Bach posits that the instance over there in Bacharis was that part of the aim, part of the uterus was cut off. Rabbi Tarfon, he felt that perhaps partially cut off is worse than if the whole thing is removed, and that's why they appeal to the expertise of Tudus HaRoife, that he says that it's that these are things that live, and because we see that it works. However, if it would be Nimak, says the Bach, that the testimony of Tudus HaRoife does not shed light on whether Nimak is Treifa, and for that we could remain with Rabbi Tarfon's Svara that it ought to be worse. And the Bach says we should be Chayshis L'chumra, because even by Nechtach we would tarfe if not for Tudus HaRoife. And the Bach goes on to say that he feels that Nikev should have the same halach as Nikev. That a Nekev, I'm sorry, should have the same halach as Nimoik. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in the Yodei Simen Mem Hei, Sif Aleph, says a behema that the aim shavala munachba was removed, it's kshera. And the Rama says, certainly if it developed a hole, if it was punctured, that it's kosher. As Rishak explains, this is a rule we mentioned early, that nikev, if nikev is treifa, then nitel would have to be treifa. Okay, the Rama goes on and says, v'yesh machmin lesa b'nikev v'nimak, yesh hachmim loy b'makam hafsimuva. There are those who are machmer with a hole or with nimak, and the Rama says that one ought to be machmer unless it's a case of hafsimuva, of a great loss, and the Taz and the Shach both seem to lean heavily towards the lenient position. The Shach quotes the Bach, who's Machmer, he says he doesn't stand his position. The Taz also quotes those who don't understand why it should be Aser. The Shulchan Gavaya in Sif Katan Hei said that in Salonika, the accepted practice is like the Bach to aser an animal that had a hole in the uterus, even in the case of Hefsim Ruba. The Divrei Yatziv in the tshuva we mentioned earlier in Simin Yud in Siv Katan Aleph said that he's a yochid. All the other paiskim hold that the ikra is the hakel. Now we find further the Pri Chadash says that you could be making even without Hefsim Ruba. The Gra over there in Simin Mem Hei in the Likut says very strongly on the Yesh Machmirin. In the Not Likut, in the first Madur, he says they compare it to the Tchoil and he holds his kosher, based on these other Gemaras, that anytime Nechtach is, Nechtach has the same halach as Nikev, and we have these Gemaras in St. Edinburgh Chayrus. But in the Likut, the Gemara says, V'yesh machmirin, the in laham shachar. He says this is so the very strong language, the Gemara very strongly takes the position that there's no issue if the uterus was punctured or whatever else might happen. Now, in the Minchas Yitzchak, in Schelik Dal Simen Nun Zayin, he says that he received a very urgent question. He said recently, many times, the Shechtim noticed that the animals brought to be slaughtered had a Kaiserschnitt, that they had delivered through a cesarean section and through a cesarean delivery. And the question is whether, one question is whether we have to be concerned in the process that there were other organs that were cut and perhaps during the surgery, some other treif is developed. He says over there that Rabbi Yosef Weiss, he has a mumchem, and they said that this is done very carefully, and only great experts involved are allowed to do this procedure, and the Minchas Yitzchak, you know, at the end of it, should discuss whether to rely on it. But more germane to our question is whether the fact that the cesarean procedure was performed, whether that alone is going to make it treif. Now, he brings, interestingly, the discussion in the beginning, he brings it Shuvat Tashbetz, Chel Chavisim and Sadivav, that says that many times we find mentioned in the Gemara the idea of a Yotzei Daifen. And he says, how is it possible to perform a cesarean section to cut open the uterine wall and somebody would live? And the Tashbetz says, no, it is possible, at least with regards to humans. On the other hand, we know the Crazy Placey, Simon Kov Sadidali, quotes the Rambam, that says that it's impossible and it's very strange to believe that it's possible to perform a cesarean section and the patient should live. And the Crazy says, oh, the Rambam would seem to be, the Rambam who says it's impossible to live would maintain the position that only nitel is kasha, but nikev is treifa, and he would be on the side of the machmirim. Now, the Divrei Yatziv, he goes at length to show that the ikar accepted psak is like those who hold that nikev in the aim is kasha, and he raises a question of, he suggests that Rabbi Tarfin's, the reason why Rabbi Tarfin thought to tarfin the animal is because we have a general rule. Kol shein kamay chai is treifa. Anything that it doesn't live is treifa. Not that Rabbi Tarfin has a specific mesaira, a specific reason why this would be. Just in his experience, it didn't live. And that's why he's quoting that's why they quoted him from the experience of Tudas HaRoife, that it is possible for it to live. So, therefore, says the Divrei Yatziv, that nowadays that it could live, and especially now that it's sewed up. So perhaps we could go back and say that now that we have methods of stitching properly and healing after this procedure, so therefore it's something that could live. He raises the issue that we know we have a Gemara, Daf Samachest, that seems to be saying treifa, once it became treifa, doesn't have a heter, although he points out that the Shulchan Aruch never, at least explicitly, explicitly quotes this rule, but then the Divrei Yatziv in Ois Hei says something very interesting. He says like this. He says, this that the Paiskim say, that once something is treif, it can't go back to be kosher, that perhaps is only in the treifas on the list of the Chachamim of Halacha Mishum Sinai of the list of treifas. That is when we have a klal that once is treifa kalif. But if we have something that's not on the list of treifas, rather it's only we're going to tarf it because we have a rule, kol she'en kamay chaya is treifa. So with that, we certainly could say that if we heal it properly and we see it lives, we could say that that treifas chaya, and if nowadays we see that we're able to heal it properly and it can live, so therefore we could be makel to allow it, and therefore the Divrei Yatziv has an Netil Hakol based on the Ikar Psak of the Paiskim, and Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Weiss from Antwerp are more noita, at least if it's not a case of Hefsim Ruba, to Asa the milk. Of course, generally speaking, that it's not going to be rife, so once the milk is mixed in, at least Midaraisa is going to be bottled by rife, and I believe that the general standards of most cautious organizations is to allow the dairies to use these cows and to include their milk in the kosher milk supply.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.